This is Birdnut. A chill wind ruffles a male sage sparrow's feathers as he sings atop a tall sagebrush. It is late February, a few miles from the Columbia River in central Washington. Sage sparrows are arriving north from wintering in the southwest deserts. Unlike most songbirds, male and female sage sparrows often arrive on their nesting grounds already paired. About the size of a junco, the dapper sparrows are dressed in soft grays and browns. A dark spot centered on the white breast stands out like a stick pin. Foraging on open ground amid the sage, sage sparrows run rapidly, with their tails cocked up, looking like scampering chipmunks. Through April's burst of brilliant wildflowers and summer's desiccating heat, the sage sparrow sings on. Its plaintive song seems to convey a sense of its precarious future in the Northwest. Where sage sparrows nest in Washington, they prefer areas of mature sage where some plants are tall and densely clumped. Much of this habitat has now been converted to agriculture, or fragmented or overrun with exotic grasses. Little of what remains is protected. You'll find links to groups that are working to protect sagelands when you come to birdnote.org.